Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back from the break. Prior to the break, we were looking at how did shirk begin? And alhamdulillah, Allah and His Messenger have given us a clear picture of the beginning of shirk. When did it first occur? How did it appear? And that can be found in Surah An-Nuh. Surah An-Nuh, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in verse 23, they said to each other, do not give up your gods, do not give up Wad and Su'a', nor Ya'ghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasr. This reference, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified, what was it in fact referring to? This is verse 23, Surah An-Nuh. Ibn Abbas, considered one of the leading scholars among the Sahaba, or companions of the Prophet, known as the leading commentator of the Quran, he said these were idols of Prophet Noah's nation, which in time ended up among the Arabs. Wad became the tribal god of Kalb tribe, the Kalb tribe, and in the region of Daumatul Jandal. Su'a' was adopted by Hudhayl tribe. Ya'ghuth by the tribe of Ghutayf at Jurf near Saba. Ya'uq by the Hamdan tribe. And Nasr became the god of Dhul-Khala, clan of the Himyar tribe. And Nasr became the god of the Dhul-Khala clan of the Himyar tribe. These idols were named after some righteous people from among the people of Prophet Nuh or Prophet Noah. When these righteous people died, Satan inspired the people to make statues of them and make pictures of them, and place them in the places where these righteous people used to advise their followers, the people in the society, as a means of remembering them. Now, the people accepted that idea, and they made these statues. Statues in the different settings, you know, where they gathered, places of worship, etc. The statues were placed so that whenever the people would come to these different locations, they would see the statues and it would remind them of these righteous people, and they would try to do more righteousness and to worship God. However, when this generation died out, Satan came back to the generation following them and told them that it was because of their ancestors' worship of these statues, carvings, paintings, etc., that the crops were good, the harvest was profitable, and they had the success that they had. As a result, the descendants were fooled and they began to worship them as idols. And of course, the following generations after them continued that worship. So this was the root, image making was the root by which worship of other than God entered in. Satan gave that early generation an idea which sounded good, gave him the idea to make these images in order to remind the people to be righteous. And then when people forgot the purpose of those images, generations later, Satan came back and told them that this worship, their foreparents were actually worshiping these images. And it is through their worship of the images that they had good harvest, they had, you know, wealth, they were successful, their nation grew. And people fell for it and began to worship these idols. And it's because of that, that in the early scriptures and repeated in the Islamic teachings, that image making, making images by hand, human hand, creating images of living beings is forbidden. So we can find, for example, in the Old Testament, where it states there very clearly, in Exodus, verse 4, chapter 20, "You shall not make for yourself any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." So, as a result of this, early Christianity carefully avoided the use of images in their worship. However, as it spread, and of course we said Christianity was the invention of Paul, as it spread into Greece and into Rome, where people already had a strong tradition of worshiping idols, the god of Greeks and the Romans, then making of religious statues for religious purposes, depicting Jesus, depicting his mother Mary, depicting the disciples, etc., this began. It was introduced and people accepted it because the original followers of Jesus had been dispersed. They were no longer around anyone to oppose this development. So Satan was successful in directing people into idol worship. So this was the situation which occurred amongst Christians, and to some degree it has occurred amongst Muslims. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had clearly said that those who receive the greatest punishment on the Day of Judgment are the image makers, those who make images of human beings, animals, birds, fishes, etc. Because this is the channel, this is the door through which idolatry enters. So as Muslims, we're not allowed to make these images. Of course, photography is not included as long as it remains as recording what is there and not using airbrush and different techniques to create new images. So it's no longer a picture of somebody as they were, but a new painting or image has been created of that person, which is false. That is in fact Islamically prohibited. We also have a statement from Aisha, wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which she said, "Once the Prophet came to see me, and I had my closet covered with a woolen curtain, which had pictures of winged horses on it. When he saw the curtain, the color of his face changed, and he said, 'O Aisha, those receiving the most severe punishment on the Day of Resurrection are those who compete with Allah's act of creation. They will be punished and asked to bring to life what they have created.' The Prophet went on to say, 'Certainly angels do not enter houses in which pictures and statues are present.' Aisha then said, 'So we cut up the curtain into pieces and made out of it two pillows.'" So the practice in Islam is opposed to image making as it was originally in Christian tradition, what came to be known as Christianity, found in Judaism, which is why if you go to any synagogue, the Jewish house of worship, you will not see any images in it. And that is why also in the mosques of Muslims, you do not see any images. But Christians, where degeneration took place, they introduced images, which was the same trick which Satan played on the descendants in the time of Prophet Nuh, which led to idolatry then, and Christians were also drawn into idolatry through making of statues and images, which were initially claimed to be religious, but in the end became objects of worship. With that, we are going to end our episode from the best of Tawheed. And we hope to see you in our up and coming episodes, in which we'll be looking at the different ways by which Islam sought to prevent the degeneration of the faith into other forms of idol worship. So we'll see you in the future in our coming episodes, and we now bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
Islamic Online University presents you with the golden opportunity to study the various branches of Islamic studies from the comforts of your home. Now, you get to study at your own time schedule and at a pace that suits you best. IOU is the brainchild of Dr. Bilal Phillips, who envisioned an institution that would offer undergraduate and postgraduate courses online and completely tuition-free.
Choose from the widest range of programs that you can ever imagine. Bachelor's in Islamic Studies, Intensive Arabic Program, Global Quran Memorization Program, Bridge to Master's in Islamic Studies, Bachelor's, Certificate, and Diploma in Psychology, Education, Islamic Finance, Business Administration, and Information Technology. And the Crown, Master's in Islamic Studies.
Our syllabus is based on the Bachelor's Degree Program of Madinah University, Umm Durman Islamic University, Al-Azhar University, and other reputable Islamic institutions. Your journey to acquire Islamic knowledge is just a click away. Islamic Online University. Changing the nation through education. Register now and get started. Visit www.iou.edu.gm for more details.